This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. There's been another pollution incident at Suncor north of Denver. The refinery in Commerce City reported a spike in toxic emissions after a boiler failed yesterday. Here's CPR's Sam Brash.
The company says the failure caused a release of hydrogen sulfide. Exposure can cause nausea, headaches, eye irritation, even a loss of consciousness. That's according to the CDC. Neither the company nor the state has released air monitoring results from the surrounding neighborhoods. The company has said the boilers are being brought back online, which could mean more flaring and emissions. Earlier, air pollution incidents led to a $9 million settlement with regulators in March, the largest in state history. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Crews are still assessing damage from the Grizzly Creek Fire's massive blow-up yesterday, and they're bracing for bad conditions again tonight. CPR's Caitlin Kim is in Gypsum, just east of the fire.
There is a lot of smoke in the air. It smells like a campfire everywhere, and little gray flecks of ash are falling from the sky. You know, people here are going about their day-to-day business. I spoke with one resident who said she is hoping for the best but preparing for the worst. Her family has go bags at the ready, but she is hopeful that the fire won't come this far east.
That's CPR's Caitlin Kim. The effort to create a monument to women's suffrage in Washington, D.C. got a big endorsement from President Trump. The proposed piece was designed by a sculptor from Loveland and has been championed by Colorado's delegation to Congress. Today, Trump tweeted his support for the monument. House sponsor Joe Neguse of Boulder has urged the Senate to vote and to send it to the president. You are listening to CPR News.